Tonight on Fox, the serialized action drama 24 returns for a second season. TV critic David Bianculli has been waiting impatiently for this series to start again, but he reports quite happily that it's worth the wait.
Last season, 24 was the most daring experimental series on network television. Kiefer Sutherland starred as counterterrorist agent Jack Bauer, a man assigned to protect a prominent presidential candidate from a planned assassination. The experimental part was that the entire plot, as well as a second storyline about Jack's wife and daughter being kidnapped, unfolded in real time. Each hour of the show was an hour in Jack's life, with the clock ticking incessantly. 24 hours and 24 episodes later, Jack's day was done. The candidate was safe. The traitor in Jack's organization was uncovered. Jack's daughter was safe, too. But in an amazing and unexpected cliffhanger, Jack's wife was killed by the traitor at virtually the last minute. That's what happened last season. What happened this summer, when 24 was off the air, was even more significant. Executives at Fox, the networks presenting 24, asked the producers to rethink the show's concept. Do it in three separate 8-hour storylines, maybe, or condense events so that each show was one hellish day in Jack's life. The producers tried writing one such script, but fought for the uniqueness of the original concept, and finally won. So now we start the second season. It's a year later, and Jack has been inactive the whole time, too grief-stricken over the murder of his wife to go back to work. The politician whose life he saved, Senator Palmer, is President Palmer now. And Jack's daughter, Kim, is estranged from Jack, keeping him at a distance while starting a new job as a nanny. As the first new show begins, counting down its 24-hour day beginning at 8 a.m., Palmer learns of a horrifying threat against the United States. Terrorists are planning to detonate a nuclear device in or above Los Angeles sometime that day. So Palmer reaches out to phone the one person he trusts to handle that sort of responsibility and pressure. Dennis Haysbert plays President Palmer.
How's it all going, Jack?
It's been difficult, sir.
I'm sure it has. I thought a lot about you this past year.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Jack, I know this is a bad time, but I need your help.
Sir, I've been inactive for over a year. I can't see how I'd be of any help to anyone.
We are in the middle of a grave situation that requires the attention of all branches of our national security. My advisors are convinced that you can play an important part in this effort.
Mr. President, I'm sorry, but I'm in no condition.
Jack, listen to me. I know you suffered a loss. I know it's hard, but this is not a routine request. Go to CTU. Listen to what's happening, and then make your decision. Jack. You saved my life. I trust you as much as I trust anyone, and now I need your help.
When do they need me?
Now.
Man, I love those ka-chunks. That's the high-intensity way 24 switches scenes or goes to a commercial break. Except that for tonight's show, there are no commercial breaks because there aren't any commercials. The primary plot is a thrilling one, and Jack's angry and unstable emotional state makes things even more tense. Before this first hour is over, Jack will do some things that make Michael Chiklis' rogue cop on The Shield look like a model of restraint. And like the show, he's just getting started. The parallel plot about Jack's daughter Kim, though, begins very implausibly and way too coincidentally. But 24 had its lapses last season, too. Remember Jack's wife getting amnesia for a few episodes? And it still delivered the goods. Just as the president has faith in Jack, I have faith in 24. This show has me hooked, and the first 2 hours this season haven't let me down. Give the show 1 hour, and I bet you'll be just as eager to see the remaining 23.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.